My name is Barbara Liz Ortiz Sanchez. I go as Barbara Liz Cepeda. That's my family's last name. I work as a media specialist, as a teacher in Osceola County Public Schools. And I am the director of Escuela de Bomba y Plena Tata Cepeda. I opened the school because I wanted to give my mom an opportunity so that she can see the wealth and the treasure of having her daughter have a bomba school with her name. So our purpose is to continue our family's legacy, which I am the eighth generation of my family, to provide cultural and bomba Afro-Puerto Rican dances to the world. When I knew that I had to go virtual, first of all, I was scared because it's a different platform. I had to engage and take my teaching hat off and put my student hat on because I had to learn different platforms, like, for example, Zoom or Teams. Once I got the hang of it, I learned pretty quickly. And then that gave me the emotional support where I was at a point where I can say, I know we're going through a pandemic. I know that this is something new for a lot of people, but we have to make it work. COVID-19 has impacted our dance classes in many ways. For instance, we have less students now through our virtual classes through Zoom than we had before in face-to-face. It has also impacted the way that the students feel. They have mentioned many times that they don't feel the same way because bomba is a way that they can project and self-express themselves in front of the drum by the music, and they don't feel the same thing while it's virtual. The good part of COVID-19 and the pandemic is that because we were seeing ourselves regressing in a way that we were not reaching the amount of people that we wanted, we had to expand. We have to be creative and think about things where we could reach the people, where we can reach the community. So we created a bomba book study where we learned more about the traditions and the history of Puerto Rico, history that we didn't learn in school. Those pieces of history that we lacked knowledge of has made a very big impact in our community today. The school would probably move forward full force after COVID because now that we have the experience of doing more virtual and we can expand and we can reach more people in the diaspora, different states. We have students from Utah, from California, from Florida, from Puerto Rico. We can make it happen. I've learned that we have to be empathetic of all the people that are surrounding us. We can't let our culture just go down the drain because of a pandemic. And I can say that Escuela de Bomba y Plena Tata Cepeda will be here for a long time. Yeah.